You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
And to London we go. And Adam, good morning to you. This trade tariff issue has really reared its head again. Donald Trump singling out China.
Yeah, morning, Bongani. It does feel like the cork has been pulled out of the bottle a little bit here. We know that Donald Trump has announced these tariffs on Chinese goods, around about $60 billion worth of tariffs, extra taxes essentially on Chinese imports. According to the United States, this is in response to years of intellectual property theft by China. In retaliation overnight, we already know China's imposing tariffs on $3 billion worth of U.S. products. I mean, obviously, that's a tiny amount compared with the $60 billion, but it doesn't end there. And indeed, Beijing has said they hope that Washington will pull back from the brink of a trade war. This could be all out. We already know that the United States has imposed certain tariffs on certain things, stainless steel in particular, which affect the European Union and others, although I think they've stepped back on the European Union specifically. But I guess the point of a trade war is, like any war, is the collateral damage. It affects all of us somehow, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're all the little guys here at the tip of our continent. Now, the EU issues a unified response to this poison plot from Russia.
Yeah, it's not very often, actually, the EU gets unified on anything much, really. I think probably 27 nations are currently united against the United Kingdom for Brexit, or at least it feels like that sometimes. But here they are, united on the British response to the spy poisoning plot. Remember, Theresa May and others have pointed the finger at Russia. They say that there's a pattern of Russian aggression. All the signs point to it being a state-sponsored attack, and the EU has basically come on side with that. And in fact, the European Union ambassador to Moscow is being withdrawn. I bet you didn't know there was an EU ambassador to Moscow, but anyway, they're being pulled out. I guess they pursue European Council and European Commission contracts and so forth. But in particular, France and Germany have come on side with this, and everyone is pointing the finger at Russia, saying, you know, you sort this out and come clean and admit what you can admit. At the same time, by the way, the Skripals are still in a critical condition. Sergei Skripal and his daughter are still in a critical condition in hospital after the spy poisoning. The policeman, though, is now out of hospital, Sergeant Nick Bailey. But also we found out a fourth person has been treated in hospital for contamination. That hadn't been said before, probably because the thought that this had contaminated others would begin to stir the plot and make people rather anxious, particularly in that little Wiltshire town.
And cause even more nervousness around this. All right, Adam Gilchrist on the line there from London. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from at Sire395, who tweeted the question, why is the leopard part of the Big Five, but the cheetah is not? Because, you know, they look the same. What criteria was used? To get the answer, we spoke to conservationist Tim Neary.
Thank you. 3, 2, 1.
I will answer this to the best of my knowledge. It does test the playing ability under different circumstances and conditions. It also tests the endurance and temperament of individuals. It tests the skills of batting, bowling, and fielding. It also tests the perseverance of the individual. Stamina as well as the mental and physical strengths are paramount in Test cricket. It is also a test if individuals can coalesce as a team to produce a positive result. One-inning matches became less popular, and early founders then decided that the team taking 20 wickets and the team not achieving the target of runs scored will be the loser. In order to achieve a result in this fashion, thus extended the game where many went beyond 5 days. Best example, of course, is the famous timeless test played in Durban in 1938-39.
All right, I think we gave the answer there, the wrong answer. We'll try and get you the right audio clip there. That is definitely the wrong answer to that question around the leopard and the cheetah looking the same. I think that's an answer related to test cricket. And I think that the question there was, why are test matches played over 5 days? But yeah, I think the gremlins are having fun with us this morning. We'll try and get you the right answer. But the point is, though, at Sire, you've had your question answered. We'll try and play the right clip before the end of the show. Congratulations. You have won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702.
or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Have I gone over my time?
No, ma'am, but we can hear you from the cockpit.
Experience a shower spa so refreshing, you'll think you're at home. Only on the Emirates A380 First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.